You are the man now, dog. 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 You are the man now, dog.
Honey, I don't know, you know, how many stand-up shows you've been to, but yeah. I really hope this guy doesn't kind of roast us. You know what I mean? There's like...
What?
Sometimes I'll...
I'm sorry, you know, will you guys not talk? Because the more we move and talk, this guy is a supreme roaster.
Okay, so...
I call him a supreme roaster. I go to lots of stand-up. I call him a supreme roaster.
I'm kind of
excited. Hey, thanks for coming out to the Chuckle Hut, you fucks.
You got roasted. You're roasted.
See what I mean? See what I mean? See what I mean?
My name is Dickie in Ings. And you know me. I'm a... Say it.
Hey,
what the fuck did you just say in the front row?
Sorry, I said asshole. I thought we
you
were calling
me an asshole.
I thought we were kind of giving it and getting it.
Yeah. You know, opinions are like those because everybody has them.
This guy's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please move on from us.
What's up with you guys? Are you guys a couple? Are you guys together?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we got a couples here at the table. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, tell me a little bit about yourselves. Did you guys fuck today?
I told you guys he was really funny.
Did you guys fuck today or what? Everybody wants to know. Did you guys fuck today or what?
I'll let you answer that one, honey.
We did. We did. Yeah. This morning we did. Yeah.
You did?
Morning sex. Yeah.
Oh, you did. Wow. That's so. And was it? Did you both come?
Oh man, don't get us, man.
I don't know what he's revving up for here. I did.
Wait, so you guys have like a healthy sex life and everything?
Yeah, I mean, we try to. Yeah.
Yeah, communication and.
Oh, and
I'm here with my kids. They're all in the bathroom. They're all in the bathroom.
Wait, you're here with your kids?
Yeah.
Oh, here comes a roast.
Hey.
They're all in the bathroom.
Sorry, I'm just not used to the people in the front row actually fucking. I'm used to just, most people are just, I'm sorry, guys. Like, you know, most people are like, they're in like a relationship that's kind of dead. And then I have that kind of prepared. But you guys seem like so healthy. It's really kind of throwing me off.
When's the last time you had sex?
Me? Oh, don't.
You can't ask that.
Like yesterday, obviously.
Seems like
my
a lie.
Ex-wife,
doesn't
I guess.
Kind of seem like a lie. Ex-wife.
With his ex-wife.
Toxic. What?
Dick. Yeah. It seems like you're lying. I don't think anyone in the audience believes your comedy is about truth and honesty, and I think you're lying.
Well, no, I'm. When did you fuck? Did you fuck today?
Recently, yeah. Not today, though.
Recently?
Yeah.
But you have kids. Isn't your whole, like, isn't everything dead? Like, once you have the kid, then your wife's like, I'm stretched out, and then she starts being distant, and then she starts hanging out
with
her brother.
She pop right back. And my kids sleep on a different floor than us, so it's no problem.
Maybe do some of your observational stuff, man.
Oh, no, you guys don't tell me what to do. You don't tell Dickings what to do, guys.
I told you guys it was good.
Hey, let's get back. Hey, this was a little interlude. Let's get back to the fucking roasting here. All right, guys. Hey, tell me about how fucking poor are you two in the front row, right? You guys are living on credit? You guys got credit cards or what?
Yeah, I mean, I have an Amex Platinum.
It's a good card. High annual fee. But it's worth it.
What? Hey, what do you know about credit cards? What do you know about financial stuff? This guy thinks he's works at J.P. Morgan or something over here. What do you work at the fucking Kmart?
I work at J.P. Morgan.
Okay, all right.
I've been there 20 years. I'm a managing director. I don't like to talk about it, though.
Isn't that a Kmart tag on your jacket?
Oh, shit, man. Don't fuck. It's cold outside. I forgot to take my jacket off. No, man. You kidding me? What do you think?
The problem
reader?
Isn't that you're wearing the jacket. The problem is that it looks like you are planning to return it to Kmart.
You got a problem with jackets? You got a problem with jackets or something?
Are you on your lunch break? And it's fine if you are, but if you're on your lunch
break. Yeah, wait a second. That's a vest, not a jacket.
Oh, shit, guys. I gotta go. That's my time. Actually, I'm a couple minutes over. Hey, can I get a ride to Kmart?
No, we're gonna see the rest of the show. I brought all my kids.
Oh fuck, man, guys, anyone want to fuck me, man? I'm so horny. I'm so fucking horny,
dude. No one wants to see your asshole.
Look at my asshole.
Is this part of the act? Folks, welcome back to the Man Dog Pod. My name is Ryan Rosenberg, and I'm one of your hosts, sitting here with my buddy Dan Lippert. Hey, Dan.
Hi, Ryan.
How are you, bud?
I'm all right. Don't know why that came out that way, but that's how it came out.
The it was a great little British foppish character voice.
Hi, Ryan.
Hello. That's so normal you. Well, folks, you've already heard them in our first scene. Let's just bring out the guests. He's doing some of his real stand-up in that first scene, Dan Black.
Yo, what's up? Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for being here.
That was already really fun. I can't wait to see where we go with this, guys. Pleasure to be here.
It's going to keep going up, my man. Don't worry about that.
And smart, supportive audience member, Paul Welsh. What's up, Paul?
What's up, guys? Also, can't wait to see where we go with this.
I was deciding if I should go in on Paul's character, roast on Paul's character. You guys, you can't see this, but we're in the grid here, and like Dan and Ryan, you guys seem like
they're next to each other.
Like IRL, they're near each other on the grid and looking sideways to each other.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh man, that was really fun.
Now, Dan, you do a lot of stand up in real life, yes?
Yeah, I do.
And do you find yourself roasting often?
That's so funny that you say that. Like, I kind of, honestly, yes, I kind of do. I honestly kind of rip on people. I think it's in fun. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't roast people. Like, first off, There's two things. There's just like razzing the crowd for fun. You know, that I do a lot of. In terms of actual roasting, I'm not involved in like roast culture, like doing roast battles or anything. Actually, all that kind of makes me a little uncomfortable, to be honest. I don't really have any interest in like ripping on someone's handicap.
I think it's a cool skill. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think it's really cool.
What are people insecure about?
Let me poke being it. An asshole? Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
But I do rip on a crowd. Most of the things I mostly say is like, I can't believe you guys came to this. You know, it's a lot of stuff like that. So it's really self-deprecating.
That's true
also.
Of all comedy, though, isn't it? You're like, are you sure?
God, you guys got nothing going on.
Just like, what is your fucking deal? There'll be like a couple there, and you know, forget about couples. Let's not go into couples. That's gonna be different. But I'll just be like, someone will like make a noise. This happens constantly. They'll make a noise from the crowd to like get my attention. You know, like they want to be heard. And then you go to them, and they have nothing. And then I'm just like so angry because they don't realize that they completely derailed the timing of my joke. Like now, I actually a lot of times you can't even finish the joke. Because, like, everyone, then you have to, like, hey, I remember what I was saying, the setup from before. You know, you kind of just, like, you're fucked. So then you're like, hey, you really wanted to be heard on this topic. What did you want to say? Like, we were talking about the rent. Do you pay rent? And they're like, I don't know. You know, like, I don't know. So then you just want to just be like, I hate you.
Do you do a lot of jokes about rent?
I do a lot of jokes about I said that.
Actually, musical and also how much. Remember The Rent Is Too Damn High? Remember that guy?
Yes.
He was really, to me, he was fun.
He was a celebrity to me. I saw him when we were in New York for DCM one year. We saw him driving around in his little like Ford Escape that had megaphones like welded to it, and he's just driving with one hand and going like, the rent is too damn high with the other into like a thing. And it was incredible. I felt like I had seen like the Pope Mobile or something.
In my mind, I know this is not what he looks like, but in my mind, he's a cartoon walrus.
That's pretty close. Yeah, that's good.
He is.
He had like kind of crazy hair.
He has
and
big
beard,
facial
right?
hair. Yeah, totally.
My cartoon, my go-to cartoon walrus was the Alice in Wonderland walrus. Is anyone else? Was that just me? Was there a walrus?
I can't see it.
I don't see it in my head yet.
Towards the end, there's like a walrus who's collecting oysters. Did I make that up?
Nice for him.
No, yeah, I think you're right.
I think I'm right.
Paul, you're jealous of a cartoon walrus?
Nice for him. Yeah.
Lucky walrus. Hey, I can't get a single oyster.
Can I Google this? Is this an open book?
You put me in a movie getting some oysters, I'll be happy.
In Wonderland, no less?
Sure. Yeah, I'll go anywhere. I'll work for scale.
I'm imagining, because is that the walrus that the titular walrus from Eggman and Walrus from the Beatles song? Is that who they're referring to?
I thought the walrus was Paul.
Oh.
That's the only thing I know. No, actually, I don't know anything about that except for in the song Glass Onion on the White Album, they say the walrus was Paul, but I actually don't know anything about like that whole the Eggman Cuckoo Cuckoo stuff with Beatles. And all I know is as a kid.
That's a good one. It's good for kids.
I remember as a kid my dad being like, yeah, because the Beatles had the walrus. And I was like, this is, even as a kid, I'm like, this sounds so lame. I don't know what this is. What are the Beatles talking about a walrus? What is that?
They'll talk about any old thing. Because it really is. They have so many songs.
You listen to the Beatles and you're like, this is some of the best music ever. And then you hear another song and you're like, why was this included?
They're,
you
know, so
it's
good.
Like a cartoony,
oh my God,
weird. When, like,
that's the best is, because the best is Abbey Road, right? Like, it's like a masterpiece, and then has, did you just hit Ringo's Octopus's Garden? Like, it's like track 8, and it's literally like a fucking Raffy kid song in the middle of this masterpiece of an album.
Is Raffy still alive?
Is this, I don't, I,
there's,
well,
no,
that's a genuine question. Just
there's no way. I mean, if he was in a, if he was a aged adult when I was 4, there's no way.
I think Raffy might still be with us, or if we lost him, it was during the pandemic, like recently.
You think Raffy died of COVID?
What a specific assumption.
He's just anti-vax. He's having a concert all the time. He's like, fuck, I'm going out singing. What does he sing?
Baby Beluga.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Banana Phone?
Baby Beluga. That's a good one.
So Raffy is, I want to say, fortunately with us still. He's 74 years old. He's born in 1948. In Cairo, Egypt. Did you know that?
Yeah. Wow, no.
Yeah.
He's born in Egypt. Wait, Paul, you said that. You like, you know that.
Oh, no. I meant, yeah, that's good.
That's good. That's not like something you didn't go. That wasn't a duh.
No. He's not. To me, he's not in my sort of like pantheon of Egyptian celebrity.
He's
there's Tutankhamun and Raffy. Tutankhamun. That's mine.
Cleopatra, Raffy. Right.
There we go.
I don't know who else.
I like that you changed the pronunciation once you found out he was from Egypt. Raffy.
Yeah.
You got to open up that. You got to open up that A once you know he's from Egypt. Mm-hmm.
He's Canadian Armenian, born in Egypt.
Wow.
Interesting. Well,
a man of the diaspora. Yeah.
For some reason, I always thought he was Jewish, but.
Maybe that's because you're Jewish?
Yes, I guess anybody that I know, I think is Jewish.
Just admit it. Oh, that guy's Jewish. I can tell.
Honey,
yeah, he's Jewish.
Honey, the pastor's not Jewish. Okay, not everybody is Jewish. This is, we're at Christmas Mass with my family.
Sorry, yeah, he came off as a little Jewish to me. I like, we related a little bit on the way in, and I was like, oh, that must be it. It must be the, you know, the background of, you know.
Is it a problem? Do you have a problem that I'm Roman Catholic?
No, right? No, not at all.
You're trying to find Judaism in our relationship, and I'm telling you, it's not there. Be prepared to be seeing nothing that you recognize at all. And thank you for coming home for Christmas with me.
There's a long line for this communion cup, so you guys got to have this conversation somewhere else.
Yes.
Either drink the wine, you know, and have the little piece of bread, or sorry, I'm sort of unconventional.
Hey, I get it. I noticed a couple unconventional things about you. So
yeah. I'm wearing jeans and a
yeah. That's jeans. Bishop Eddie. He's the new kind of young bishop over here.
And my name's not even Eddie. I just like to bifurcate my personality in such a way as when I'm here, I'm Bishop Eddie, and when I'm at home with my wife and kids.
Wait, you have a wife and kids?
Yeah, my name's Clark, and I just needed a job real bad.
Well, yeah, you're learning, that's okay. You're learning a lot about what you assumed could be true about a pastor or the person.
A pastor is actually the Protestant version. They wouldn't hire me.
Oh, really? You had to go Roman Catholic. Catholic? Catholic?
It's Catholic.
I say Catholic.
Honey, you know that. That's you just being a jerk. Okay.
No,
okay?
We accept that's all kinds here. You jerk. Can say Catholic. Please.
Yeah.
Say Catholic.
I didn't say Catholic. I didn't come to your house and say Chanukah last week.
Okay, we're getting into
I said Hanukkah to your mom. I said to your mom, happy Hanukkah. I said that to
her. I told you that's not any better. That's not any better to hit as hard in front of her.
Why? I learned that from famous Jewish singer Raffi. That's how he says it.
Now, that's one thing we can agree on. I'm sorry that my wife is being a little bit nebushy right now.
Please. That's funny. Please. That's fine.
I'm nebushy. There's nothing. Let me tell you, there's nothing nebushy at this mass. So, honey, be prepared.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
Well, I just mean everyone here is you're a little offbeat, that's for sure, but everything here is very Catholic. Would you say? I mean, there's a Catholic mass here.
I am Jewish. I'm Jewish.
What? What? Bishop Eddie?
Be cool. The line is so long. The line is absolutely popping off. And I really need you to be quiet about me being Jewish because I am 100%.
Yeah, you said it's popping off. Also, why do you have a clipboard? You're treating this like it's a club.
I work at a vet clinic. So I have to bring, I forgot to bring the clipboard. I don't know.
Hello, gentlemen. Hello. Hello. I was wondering if I could get seconds here on the wine.
Right. Yeah, be my guest. It's really good today.
To me, it's just wine. So I'm just going to have some more seconds of the wine, and this is bread.
Wait. It's okay. I let him do it. Yeah.
Wait.
Awesome. Wow, he's my friend.
Taking a little extra of the free wine they're giving out here.
That bread has a rosemary crust on it.
I'm looking at your sideburns. Do you have pious?
Ew, this rosemary is disgusting. I'm used to more of a caraway seed.
Oh.
He couldn't even respond about the pious because he was so annoyed by the food. How Jewish is that?
Oh my God.
Yes, I do.
That's my rabbi.
You have your
rabbi?
Great
to see you, Clark.
Good to see you, too.
Honey, I got to go rabbi pee, Duncan. Okay? I'll be right back. Not you. You're not. Are you married to me also? What's going on with you?
No, my wife is my wife is in here. She's actually she's the vet. I work for her. My other part time.
This is too much information. happy Merry Christmas. I'm just gonna go pee. I'll be right back.
Oh God, Christmas. That's a whole other story.
So, are you liking the services here?
Yeah, you can just stand right next to me. Just help. Just give hand it out.
Okay, I was wondering, can I go thirds on the wine?
Yeah, just put the little cuppy to your lips. Just anyone who comes, you just put the little cuppy.
Hey, Pastor Eddie Clark, Clark, Rabbi. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Look,
Reverend.
I thought maybe I was the only Jew here, but it seems like we do have a couple more. You know, this is a chance I feel like as Jews to be ambassadors to our people. And so maybe, Rabbi, you don't want to go super in on the free drink right away just because it's free, right?
It's cool. Everyone here is Jewish. It's a secret Jewish church.
Well, all these people think it's special.
I knew it.
It's not the blood of Christ. It's just Manischewitz.
I knew it.
The only Catholic person here is your wife.
Yeah, it's
the rest of the church is all undercover Jews.
It's a big Jewish prank on your wife.
And honestly, we're the
are we on church. Undercover Jew right now?
Yeah, this is undercover Jew.
No one knows.
Because we can't put cameras in the bathroom, so your wife doesn't know.
We tried. We can't.
Yeah, we asked. Legal was like, no way. No way, no how, guys. We've been there before.
Wow, well. I'm excited to be on the show. I guess we could. I'll sign whatever. I mean, I've been a big fan of Undercover Jew. I loved when you guys did the baseball team.
And can I say, hey,
everyone
Kenai.
Knew that one real quick.
Thank
you.
Yes.
No, that one didn't really work.
That was our shortest episode, but an episode nonetheless.
Almost short. I thought the shortest one was the football one, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Our second shortest, excuse me.
Yeah. All the football sports ones were bad. Yeah. Actually, the diving one was really good. No one knew.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So a big part of the show is even the audience can't know. Is that what it is? Like, just think you're watching diving or a football game or whatever, and at some point the show reveals itself to be Undercover Jew.
And sometimes people care, and sometimes they don't. And that's part of the special sauce of the show.
We did one at a synagogue, and everybody really didn't care.
Oh my god! there was no reason
to be undercover.
It was a disaster.
Don't tell her.
Body of Christ, blood of Christ.
Wine is blood, yes.
Bread is body. And on the third day, he rose again. Remember that.
Sorry, I thought it was a number one. It was a number two.
That's okay. We would have no way of knowing.
Honey, I'm sorry. I have to tell you.
What'd I miss?
I just can't lie to my wife.
What did I miss?
Okay, give me another wine. Be cool.
You know what? No, nothing. Sorry, nothing.
Just say it.
No, I'm happy to be here with you, and you're totally right. Nobody here is Jewish.
Oh, you stink a little.
I pooped all over myself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, imperfect.
You do stink a little.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop now then. Honey, we're on a TV show called Undercover Jew, so I can't have this part of the show, too.
Oh, no.
It's good. It's a good show.
Are there cameras in the bathroom?
You absolutely stink, and you don't have to sign the
release. I shit all over myself.
And unfortunately, no, there are no cameras in the bathroom. Yeah, legal said no. Oh,
shit. But we have audio. We have audio outside. We can feed a mic outside.
No, never mind. I didn't shit myself. I was just kidding.
Whatever you did, I can smell it. I mean,
did you know your whole congregation Jewish?
What?
Bingo.
The entire congregation is Jewish.
Yeah.
Oh no. Then they all know about my checkered past.
Oh,
for the episode, I think if I could talk to the producers just about, I think the thing about my wife messing herself and everything has nothing to do with Undercover Jew, so we can cut it out when we air the episode, please.
We call it the spice. We need it to be a little spicy when something human happens.
Honey, I gotta
tell you something.
When I was in the bathroom, I hooked up with someone too.
Before
I would have
or
never
after.
Known. They said no cameras in the bathroom.
Well, if we're just admitting everything.
Wait a minute. You appear to be about 52 years old. You said hook up?
Yeah, we hooked up, man. This girl, I was in there and it was just there was some woman who was really attractive in there. She said she was a cantor.
That is my wife.
What?
Your wife is a lot of things.
She was doing a surgery on a cow, and then she was like, she was in the bathroom.
Oh, so nice. We started hooking up, man. We got the first base.
Stop, honey. Wait until we're not on a TV show.
No, it's out there anyway. It's out there. We got the first base, and then we got the second base. Then we were getting the third base. I sat on the toilet, and I was like, I had to pee, but she made me orgasm so much that I shit myself.
You orgasm from second base?
No, I was going to. Do you listen? Do you Jews listen to anything?
Honey!
Yes.
All right, we're going to have to pull the plug on this episode. It's our most controversial one.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, my God. Pulling the plug. Your wife pulled the plug on my tampon. She took it out while she was going down on me, and it was nuts. And then I shit myself.
Honey,
what?
I've just had a revelation.
Oh my!
I don't know why, but one of my first things I exclaimed was Jesus Christ at hearing that story. I might not be a rabbi anymore.
And that was our episode of Jewish Conversions. Every episode, we put a Jew in such an extreme situation.
That what?
But they changed their faith.
Wow. Full renunciation is our goal.
Thank you very much. I am Mark Wahlberg. And follow me as I pray beneath the biggest cross in my house. We'll see you next week on Jewish Conversions.
Stay prayed up.
Stay prayed up.
Stay prayed up. Get up at 3:45 in the morning. Sorry.
Scene.
Oh, I came back and I didn't know. I wasn't 100% you were still in the same scene.
A lot changed really fast.
It was just full of information. Chock full of crazy.
Paul, that was a very... What is up with Mark Wahlberg getting up at 3 in the morning to start his day?
It's insane. I love that schedule.
Yeah, he's like 3 to 7 p.m. or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. He has this crazy morning that's like 4 hours long, and it's just like praying and working out.
Yeah.
It's great.
He's moved to Vegas. You know that about him?
No.
So he also lives in Vegas.
His show.
Are you watching? Is it a reality show?
Yeah.
Oh, on HBO, is that what it is?
So the thing about Wahlberg, he's also like a plug machine. You notice that?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, he's got his own tequila.
Yeah, he's got
my dad would say tequila.
He's got his clothing brand is Municipal, and I was going through his Instagram yesterday, and like everything he does is like, you know, he does like he's got a big cross like you said, and he'll like kiss it in the big yo, stay prayed up. But then he's also like pushing his clothing brand. He keeps being like, yo, these are the shoes, bro.
He made shoes.
These are them. They're the most plain shoes. There's like nothing redeeming about them. They have no logo or anything.
I watched one episode where he has that actor from Blackbird, not the guy from Tetris, but the other guy, the guy who plays like Mark Paul Hauser. What's his name? Paul Walter Hauser.
Paul Walter Hauser. Yeah.
He just has him on it. There's just no reason. It's just like them hanging out.
I know this guy.
I guess. Or because he's trying to produce. And then he tries to make products. Like these guys were trying to make a blender bottle that has a little blender in it, you know? Like instead of the ball.
Yeah.
It actually blends.
The point I unsuccessfully made it. But the point was is that he is like, you know, you try to like, if you're trying to promote your product, right, you want it to make it seem like seamless, even though we know like The Rock does it, right? The Rock's in the gym and he's like, yo, he's like, I'm tired of shit. Luckily, I got my Zoa. So he's like, here's my energy drink. I'm having it while I'm at this. Right. These
Vanilla Gorilla checking in. Yeah.
Yeah. These videos of Wahlberg are him blatantly just pushing the product and then that's it.
Right.
And they're just in a row. Like the literally like, hey, here's the shoes. I also got the shorts. Yo, check out the shorts. Look at the underwear. And then the next video is doing the same thing again.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's just a different color shirt. But then it'll be like, yo, this shirt, like, let me tell you the inspiration for the shirt. But it's a plain white t-shirt. And it's like, the inspiration for this shirt is like the power above, like everything you got to dig deep. And this fabric, I call this fabric this. But it's just a white t-shirt. It's like, it's so not slick. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to watch it. I'm not doing any justice.
Now you're saying this is making it make sense to me because he kind of started, at least for me, he started suddenly popping up on social media. And I don't know if these are videos that were around for a while or he just started making them. And they're all him praying and then plugging the thing. And I didn't make the connection until just now that he's just using the prayer to sell his plain clothes.
he's basically commoditizing Jesus and he's copying The Rock. Like he had someone said to him, like, why don't you be like the Christian Rock? Which is Christian Rock.
Is he Christian? Is he very Christian?
No, he is the Christian Rock.
That's what his fucking clothing brand should be called, Christian Rock.
That is actually a really good name. I don't know for him, but for someone. Because Christian Rock, like, you know what The Rock is.
Him, well, yo, Chris Rock. It's so close to Christian Rock. I don't think he could do it.
It's too different for him. Right. If his full name was Christian, it would be good.
He could do like an alternate reality version of himself called Christian Rock, like a Stefan. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like a like a sort of updated Pootie Tang called Christian Rock. I love Pootie Tang.
Well, you have to update Pootie Tang. There is a modern version that's good somewhere.
Talk about a movie that needs a reboot.
I never saw Pootie Tang, actually. Is that a movie I need to see?
I think it is funny. I don't remember.
I haven't seen it since high school, so I can't say. But yeah, I did recently watch the 2000 VMAs on YouTube.
Okay. And is that Britney Spears, like, I'm a slave for you, like, around
that is
or her being Madonna?
It's I can't get no satisfaction into Oops, I Did It Again. She comes out in the, like, kind of nude glow, like, sparkly.
Oh yeah, that was a big moment. Oh yeah, she pulls it off, and I remember this like it's yesterday. The pants get a little caught when she pulls it off.
Yeah,
it's not as seamless.
What
made you watch that?
You weren't. I'm sorry. I'm shocked by that statement. But
about now?
Now I she's very inspirational to me. She's my like Christian Rock, if you will.
Right.
Now I like when she just posted just a close up of her boobs. What the hell was? Did you see that? That was like
she's always squeezing them together. She's giving them a little squeeze.
Those videos are the scariest video. She's like, whoever the cameraman is, get up on a ladder and point the phone directly down at me so that she like looks crazy in them.
I have so little in like she burned down her own gym. I think.
I don't know. I bet.
I sort of checked out at that. I was like, Christian that's the perfect Rock, specific for me. I'll be not checking out this anymore.
Wait, so why did Lipper go down that road? Oh, yeah, Lipper.
This situation with her is almost like a monkey paw for high school me, where it's like, yeah, all you ever want is to get like random close-ups of Britney Spears' naked body that she is choosing to put out there. And it's like, you got it. But each one will have you questioning her mental state in a way that you're not happy to see it at all. And it's like, but you got that thing you wanted when you were 15.
Yeah, you're right. Because Lippert, like, I was wishing
for a picture of her with a like little flower over her butthole or whatever.
I was basically wishing for that. I mean, I didn't know it could exist, but once it started happening,
it's not a real flower.
I was horny for just like the cover of. What her first album is Hit Me One More Time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that the album's called too.
School girl.
Like when she's just like sitting there, like as a kid, and I was I was appropriately aged. We're about the same age, her and I.
Yeah.
Like I could just jerk off to probably the CD cover. I don't know if I ever did, but I probably just could. Right?
You could.
I think everyone was. Yes, there wasn't as much.
And now she'll post her full asshole on Instagram,
right,
it does nothing to me.
Right.
Well, that's wild.
Yeah,
that's your point, Lippert, right?
I just said it
in the most disgusting way possible.
It was a little prideful, though. You were like, I could just jerk off. I didn't need anything.
Well, that's about how good you were.
I just needed the album cover.
That's it, and I could get it done.
Graphic, verbose takeover of your idea.
All my friends were so pathetic. They needed such graphic imagery. All I needed was the album cover. That's it.
Talking about me? Yeah, I could jerk off to a picture. I don't care. So, wait, that's what we were all doing.
You talking about me?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's so funny.
To answer your question, in case anyone in there needs the button of this story, not even the button, but the wrap-up of it, we were watching it because for some reason it had come up conversationally, Spring Break. The old MTV Spring Breaks with Jake Jabbour and Gilly, our friend Gilly Nassim, and we're talking about it. And so we're like, let's watch Spring Break one day. And so we went from 99 Spring Break into the 2000 VMAs. for
South Padre Island or where were you specifically in the spring? Because they had a bunch of them, right?
This one was, I want to say.
The grill? There was
You might have been the grill. Yeah, I think you're right about that.
That was good knowledge, Paul. You really have them all in there.
Great job.
They had like great commercials. I feel like they had such good horny commercials for all of those spring breaks.
Yes.
Totally. Like Lippert, did you ever try to crank it to the grind?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You name it, and I did. I mean, the Steal My Sunshine music video, the Two Become One music video, the Thong Song, of course.
The Thong Song.
Oh, yeah.
Which our friend Jake, I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, but I think he would share it publicly, did point out that music video actually has a disappointingly low amount of thongs in it.
I remember noticing that as a child.
Yeah, well, it's just like it's like innuendo, but not actual.
And it's a lot of bikinis.
Like, bikinis. But not a lot of songs. Must have been regulations.
But yeah, the
it
grind.
It's funny because the thong song, it did feel so scandalous. I mean, literally, scandalous is one of the main words of the song. Yeah. And then, that dress looks scandalous.
We're getting further and further away from the thong the whole time.
Yeah, the thong.
Ooh, that hat looks scandalous.
Where are we going? Because the thong that hat looks scandalous.
Ooh, that hat looks scandalous is such a funny lyric.
Hey guys, the new record, just heard it. I loved it.
Yes, you did.
You guys are in rare form. Just wanted to say that, you know, I hate to be the classic record exec who's telling you to go this way, but I guess it's what I'm doing. Your lyrics, they're a little tame for nowadays. Your guys are coming off a little you know what I mean?
Lev, this is our big comeback album. I mean, we were nasty in the 2000s. We broke up for a while. Yeah,
we were literally called the Nasty Boys.
Yeah.
You guys were nasty. I mean, look, you see the poster? I still got it up in my office. It's your cover of Rolling Stone.
With the same one titty in our mouth. Yeah.
You guys are with one titty in your mouth, and the other one's just open. And that one's covered with a little bit of spray paint that you're spraying.
Yeah,
we're spray painting that one
because that's next. Because we're nasty.
The implication is we're gonna lick the paint off.
We're so sorry, Tipper Gore, that if you can't handle.
Oh yeah, what a fucking prude.
Let's start at Tipper Gore, the opening track.
Three dudes never sucked her titties. Come on.
Let's start at Tipper Gore now. Back in the day, back in the 00s, 01s, around that election, that was a fucking, dare I say, scandalous move to go in on Al Gore's wife and make sexualize a woman who's not, hey, it's just us here, is kind of not attractive, you know?
We caused their divorce.
They got divorced?
They got divorced in 02.
Well, I feel like on the new album,
she wanted to pollute. She was very pro pollution.
Well, and she had some other questions about who really did invent the internet, too, right?
We were in touch with her. We were in touch with her, and she was always sending us a picture of a skinny polar bear and saying, "Ha ha."
Yeah, and she one of her main things she liked to do, and I know this from. Listen, I'm a Hollywood insider. Tipper told me this at a party personally that she loves to just. Drink it like a Diet Coke and just chuck it out the window and she's driving.
Yeah.
She likes a window chuck.
That must have been devastating for Al.
Al hated it. Every time he did that, he would pull the car over and just look around in mid-traffic. He was looking around for a car. He got hit once.
It could not be easy to watch your wife just throw garbage out of your car.
That can't be easy.
Yeah. Well, anyway, guys. Listen, I love what we're saying right now. Just the problem is these kids on the TikTok and nowadays, they don't know who Tipper Gore is. They don't know who Al Gore is. They don't know who George W. Bush is.
Well, that's why I feel like on the new album, we wanted to do something just as nasty, but we wanted it to be up to date for current time. So our first track is Rest in Peace, RBG.
Yeah. No, hey.
The song is disgusting.
Yes. The beat makes you feel gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was – and I also thought it was odd you guys had two opening tracks. They were listed – Tipper Gore was listed as number one, and then right next to it was R.I.P. R.B.G.
But they both have lyrics about them doing push-ups, so that's the connection.
I'm going to say this. I think it's very scandalous. I think it's pushing it pretty far. It's pretty nasty. That you guys want to write a song about RBG, but you guys, it's a lot about having sex with her missionary style with consent.
We're trying to be respectful.
Of course.
In heaven. It's how we want to go to heaven. So we
you
can
put
have
her
missionary
in heaven.
Sex with-
you guys put her in heaven. There's really, I got to be honest, that song is not
it's the nastiest dream you've ever heard, is it?
It's kind of our version of Crossroads, I like to think.
Speaking of Crossroads, you guys, we talked about more acapella. We talked about going a little more acapella, little Bone Thugs. I like that. maybe hit me with a little R.I.P. R.B.G. acapella quick. Because I thought that track was overproduced a little bit. Right. I want to hear what yours like a little more naked.
All right, so.
I think, Greg, you start, right?
Me?
Yeah, yeah, you, Greg. You start. Oh, sorry. You're all Greg. That was on me.
Yeah, yeah. No, Greg. That's on us. We renamed ourselves when we started the band. That's on us.
Yeah, the three Gregs. I forgot about that. That's on
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that was
manager.
Our name in high school.
Right,
the three Gregs.
Right.
All right, let's kick it off. Let me share a little acapella of R.I.P. R.B.G. That also remind me of my problems with the song.
All right. I'll see you up in heaven.
You're going to be dead forever. You're going to be dead forever.
All right, pause right there. I think the third Greg, he kicks in a little too late.
I'm sorry. My line is the only nasty one in the opening chorus, so please.
Because you guys, it was trying to be a triple. You guys were known for your nasty triple harmonies. That's why all you guys were sucking on that one too.
I'll see you up in heaven. You're going to be dead forever. Now, how about Doggy Style?
Okay, and she says, no. How about Missionary?
And then we agree that would be fine.
Guys, this is a
concept album.
It's a concept album. It's telling a story.
It's a conversation, not a command. You know,
this track is already on the album, guys. You were acting like this is a work in progress.
Right.
Oh
right.
Shit. Yeah.
This is a that's a good point. Track. That's a good point. All right. So, like, great can point. You give it to me? Can you hit me, baby, yeah. one more time? You know. And by the way,
all right.
Greg, I heard you're dating Britney Spears now, by the way.
Yeah, it's been going, it's chaotic, but a lot of fun videos, yeah.
Greg dates her, but I take all the pictures.
I've been wondering, is those pictures, are you getting those developed? Is that is that film? Are you taking that on a Kodak?
Yeah, it's a Polaroid.
Oh man,
they look pretty scary.
I go to Polaroid for Christmas. Yeah, Greg got me a Polaroid for Christmas, and I was like, "Let me come over and take it."
I need you guys dating more current superstars. I guess I sent you a couple.
Elena Kagan. Elena Kagan.
Yeah, I sent you Elena Kagan. What happened there?
Well, on the same day, Betty White came by, and we were like, "Oh, this is a hot mama."
Now, I was trying to ramp up to that, Greg, number two. You're dating post-mortem Betty White?
She came by. She was rolled by.
Yeah, she came by. Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, backstage is a crazy place.
And she loves animals.
You know what I love about this? You know what I love about this? Is it feels like
her.
It's 99, 2000 all over again.
That's what I love about this, too.
The record exec is saying we're not for this time. They said it 23 years ago.
No, but this is the opposite way. This is the opposite way you got.
Tell that to that one mom from Succession that I'm dating. The one older one.
Oh, you're dating one from Succession. That's great.
Rama. Yeah, the mom. Rama. The ultimate mom. Big time
Greg's
mom.
Dating Haima Boss.
Haima Boss, yeah.
The wait, you're dating Jerry? Mom.
No, not Jerry. No.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss, dude. Get fucking up to date on the celebs of today. Hi, I'm a boss. Rami's hi, I'm a boss.
All right, listen.
That's my.
I don't know how this happened, but I have Emily Ratajkowski's out. She's here. Okay, she's here.
All right.
She is a hot commodity. She said that she's a big fan of you guys from back in the day, and she's just broke up with Pete Davidson. Do you know who that is, Pete Davidson?
Okay, send her in, and let's just see what happens.
All right, well.
I know who Pete Davidson is. I've seen them talk about commercials, yeah.
Oh, Peter Davidson in the commercials.
Yeah.
No, don't call him Peter. Don't call anybody Peter.
He's straightforward.
Peter.
All right. Hey, Emily's here, guys.
Hey guys, hello, I'm such a huge fan.
Okay, where's your mom? Did you bring your mom?
Where's Mrs. Radical?
Yeah.
I would have told I don't bring my mom everywhere with me. She's home.
She's
my mom home? Is here.
Our moms are here. All three of our moms are here.
They're just messing with you. They just like they like to compare women to their moms to see how they're gonna.
What the fuck is this? Okay, I'm looking to go nuts post Pete Davidson. I wanted to be seen with all three nasty boys at the premiere of the new Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah, oh. Guys, this is, oh, by the way, this album is supposed to be the soundtrack for the Indiana Jones album. That's another whole thing I didn't get to talk to you about. John Williams normally scores it. I got you this deal, okay? And then you have the song R.I.P. R.B.G. instead of da-da-da-da, and it's not working.
Forever.
Yeah, let's.
No, how about Doggy Style?
Gonna be deaf forever. So how about Doggy Style? That's actually, I think the more I hear it, the more I really like it.
That's really good.
I think I could probably, of all things, do a 3-hour show that is just different bits around the song Crossroads. I think the song is just like so like specific and beautiful sounding that it's just rife over and over again.
It's perfect. It was an interesting song. Even when it came out, it didn't sound like any of the songs that were out.
Yeah.
Right. It was, you know, like, but it also didn't really spark change in music. Like how, I don't have a good example, but like, you know, other artists were like, all right, everyone's copying him, you know, but Puff Daddy was big. Then like Mace did the same thing and like that. But then like the Bone Thugs came out, did something completely original and no one was into it. I guess
it does feel like a specific time from our, like when we were like teenagers, that like a lot of people had songs that were like kind of like for a funeral. Like it was like a sad song from someone.
Yeah.
Like, shortly after that, Kiss from a Rose.
I think that was a thing with like lots of like rap and hip hop albums too, that they were like, most of their songs weren't really like radio songs. And then they were like, all right, and here's the one with a chorus that like someone else sings on that you can put on the radio. And they were always like the softest version of the song on their album. You know what I mean? Like,
and then someone, you know, is like, I'm going to sing this at graduation.
Yes. I'm doing this at the talent show.
That was a big
thing.
Like
8th grade graduation.
Well, I love that. I love where you're going with that too, about just like a talent show. Like, but I was saying there was a big thing at the time where it was like you had one song that was the single and it sounded nothing like the rest of the record because there was clearly some executive who was like, you need to have a song that's pop that can be on TRL. You need like your TRL song. But then I remember as a kid, I would buy an album for like the pop song I liked, and then the rest of the album would just be like, I didn't like
what
it at
all. What is
this?
Yeah, totally. I also feel like Bone Thugs is from like Cleveland, I think.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's much of like a music scene in Cleveland. So it kind of makes sense that they don't sound like anybody else. You know, like,
I don't know anything about Cleveland. Only Cleveland same. Steamer.
Only that a horrible act is named after your city.
And I think you could get like chili on your spaghetti. Is that Cleveland?
Yes. Or Cincinnati,
they
maybe?
Had it
Cincinnati.
Oh, Cincinnati.
Skyline chili or something like that.
It was
that.
Like Drew Carey.
Yeah.
Drew Carey. One
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's literally all the things I can about Cleveland.
And
a couple of pro wrestlers I know are from Cleveland. And Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, okay. He's from Cleveland?
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense to me. I don't know what that means, but it kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I was trying to, so music related, I was thinking, last time I saw Paul last week, he said he would go to any concert. He likes going to concerts. He'd go to any concert you invited him to. I pulled up some upcoming concerts in LA to see if there is one you would not go to. And here are the couple that I have found that I think you could, are on the fence. Arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA. So this is not ABBA, but this is a band that plays their music, and the cheapest ticket is $90. Would you go to that?
I would go to that.
That, to me, is, yes, I'm on the fence because I once got caught walking down the street in New York in, like, the end of the ABBA musical where, like, in my memory, the cast, like, busted out of the front doors and everyone started dancing on the streets, and I really didn't like it. Because I was, like, not part of that experience, you know? Like, they had all, like, just shared this show, and they had had a good time singing all their ABBA hits. And then I was simply, like, walking down the street. But if fun people were going, I would go. $90.
You would go. You were so part. Is that part of the musical in New York? Is that the audience follows them into the streets?
I don't know. It just felt like there was like an explosion of like Swedish energy into the sidewalk, and I was not prepared.
Well, you're describing like a fantasy version of New York City that I never seen. That I think people exist, and that they shoot scenes in movies, like it, where like a Broadway show lets out and people are like, they just got out of there. They're like, what a hit. Like, you know, like
that was like that.
That was a blast. You know, like, or you're still singing the song. You're like, 525,617. Like, I lived in New York. You'd be like, we got to get to the fucking car now. My dad would be like, we got to get to the car. We got to beat the traffic. Like, my parents would take me to see Broadway and you'd see like the most moving performance ever. The second it's over, it's like, go. Out of your seat. Let's go.
The last Broadway show I went to, a lot of the Broadway theaters are so old. Last Broadway show I went to,
How old are they?
I was thinking the same thing.
The seats were so small that I watched the whole thing from the back. And these ushers kept being like, do you want to go back to your seat? I kept being like, no, thank you. I don't want to sit in that seat. It's too close to other people. Because the theaters are so old and the seats like don't have space.
Yeah, we had that way.
When Book of Mormon was like the hottest show on Broadway, I remember they had this thing where they had like a lottery, right? They have this for like big shows in New York.
Oh, yeah.
So we went like the power was out in a lot of Manhattan, I think post Hurricane Sandy. So, you know, it left a ripple where you guys had just no response to it. No sad sigh or anything.
I was not aware. I heard the subway is filled up with water. I don't know.
Yeah, where were you? I think only Rockaway Beach got hit and no one knows.
Some places in New Jersey, because remember Mayor's house got washed away or something.
Yeah, that's when like Chris Christie was like, just like he was like with Obama. Like he would just walk and people were like, oh my God, what a hero.
He's going to be Obama. A president. Yeah. And then he almost died.
He's shutting down roads for political gain. Anyway, so.
And he went to the beach. Was that when he went to the beach? He was like a bad boy at the beach.
Yeah, he was at the beach.
I remember
he was
that like the picture of him at the beach.
Hello, I'm here to take another hilarious picture of my pants. He just has, it's unfortunate. It's just unfortunate.
Well, how does he let them do that?
Well, the weird thing is Chris, whatever. All right. The thing I was going to say was that we got this. We were like, oh, we'll win the lottery because like the power's out for everyone, so they're not going to Broadway. So we went, and with the tickets, we did win the lottery. And the tickets that we got were you stand again, you know, like there's the orchestra or whatever, like the last row, you just lean against. They got a little bar, and you just lean against the back row.
Yeah,
you know
really? I mean?
And it was fucking great. You weren't confined to the chairs. Like I think think it's terrible, but it's just like hanging out at a bar, but watching Broadway. And we were like talking the whole time. It was really fucking fun.
That's what I was going to say. It'd be hard not to just like socialize and have a blast. Like, how are you quiet?
We were right by the bar. I mean, it was dumb. Because when you're not supposed to buy like five drinks there, because that's literally $300.
It's so expensive. I watched To Kill a Mockingbird from the back row, and my brother left. My brother, who like does not like the city, does not want to go in the city. My mom had just had knee surgery, and I was like, "Oh, where did he go?" And he came back with a full bag of ice to give to my mom middle of like. Yeah, like Ed Harris doing like whatever that show. I think it's To Kill a Mockingbird.
Did she ask for it, or was he just like?
No, he was just like she seems kind of uncomfortable. So he hit the streets for.
Hey, I know it's the intermission of the show. The show's about to start. I'm just curious. Do you have this stuff? This is my grocery list. Do you have any of this stuff here at the concession?
No, wine and beer mostly. Fuck.
You
don't
have like any arugula? Do you have any arugula?
No, we don't have really space for like arugula in our little.
All right. Any like sweet, maybe like full sweet potatoes or something? You got like I need produce.
My opinion, if you're asking, is you should probably just enjoy the show.
I really wasn't asking for your inventory more than your opinion. I really, to be honest, I don't really care about your opinion. Not to be disrespectful, you're probably just an actor, and I don't really have time for that. I just want to know what's your inventory here? Because I need to make a soup.
Well, not to be disrespectful to you, but I said we only have beer and wine, and then you continued to ask me about different groceries.
I'm getting like a cold.
Hey, I'm sorry to butt in, but we need to make a soup. Some lemons and limes. I mean, we could start you with lemons and limes. Does that help you at all?
Thank you. Now we're talking.
I can give you two of each. It's going to be $10 a piece.
All right. I don't care about the money.
All right. $40.
I'm fucking rich. Okay. This is about me needing a fresh soup stat. Now, we have lime, and I feel a cold coming on, okay? But I can't miss the second half of the show. Do you understand what's going on here? God,
yes, sir.
Fuck
yes.
You guys.
Sir, customer's always right. Of course, this is just the weirdest thing we've ever
had.
Thanks
for saying
here.
That. You need to mentally reset. I like when someone I'm working for, someone in customer service says the customer's always right. I like it. Like, I hear your mantra. I know where you're at. I like that. I need a soup. So we have lemon.
I'll say, here's
lime.
Where
do
I'm at.
Parsley?
You can't make a soup during an intermission of a play.
Do
all
you
right?
have any propane? Where's the propane?
Look,
I mean,
what do you? Of course I can. Do you know who my father is?
Of course not. No, I don't know.
Look at my face. Look at my face.
Anderson Cooper. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anderson Cooper? No, my dad's not Anderson. Did you even look at my face?
Yeah, you kind of look like Anderson Cooper to me. I don't know.
Wow. That is very offensive.
Is it? He's one of the most famous
people. I'll give you
people.
A hint. Okay, I'll give you a hint.
Donald Trump.
I didn't even give you the hint. I didn't give you the hint. But yes, my dad is Donald Trump.
My dad is Donald Trump. I thought I recognized your ass.
Yes,
my name is Tiffany. I thought I recognized your ass.
I'm Tiffany Trump.
Oh, no. That's right. No.
Oh,
we
dad.
We gotta clear this area.
Dad.
We gotta clear this.
Dad, they won't let me make a soup. Dad.
Oh my God, he's here.
Dad, thank you for being an usher for a little bit. These ushers are fucking bush league.
Make it anyway.
Dad, thank you. By the way, thank you for hanging out with me once every decade.
You're not
thank you
welcome.
For seeing
boom.
This.
Boom.
No.
Boom.
Oh, guys.
Oh.
Oh, no. They're about to do The King and I again. Is this the second act of The King and I?
They're not going to do it again,
I
sir.
Know, Dad.
They're going to keep
Are
doing
they doing
it
this up. Whole play again? Just
Listen,
all
I have the is The King this, and I, Dad.
I huh? have this little metal bowl and a lighter. I mean, does
Who
that
are
help
you? What's your
you
name?
Got lemons and my name is Seth.
Terrible name.
I'm an actor. I just.
Oh, God.
Know, I'm an actor.
Oh, God.
And, you
Which
know,
means you're a waiter.
Don't make fun of him. You're in SAG. Didn't you say you're paying? Didn't you say you're paying tonight with your SAG pension, your shitty SAG pension?
I pay
Don't
for
you wipe
all...
your ass with SAG pension money?
Yes.
Isn't that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, that
all
hurts
the toilet
to
paper
hear.
In all our houses is my SAG pension money.
Can I ask how you got into actors' equity? Also, you were talking about paying with equity money too.
I was in an off-Broadway play.
Well,
yeah,
I, you
tell
know
them
what
it was.
I've actually been dreaming of this moment my Who's whole the... life, sir. You are a cancer on this country. Your whole
yes.
family is.
Yes.
And that your daughter trying to make soup in the middle of this wonderful production of The King and I with Timothy Chalamet doing The King.
Oh, Chalamet's here.
You just saw him in the whole first act.
Oh, I thought that was a girl.
Dad, we need to change the laws here. Maybe you should run for president or something.
No, that's not going to happen. That's ridiculous.
You should run for president because this is bullshit.
Be
like, they won't even let me start a soup from scratch at the intermission of this Broadway show.
I dare you to run for president.
Do you, hey, idiot, Seth, do you know what a carrot is?
Do
you know what a carrot is?
Yes, of course. Bugs Bunny loves them.
Oh, that's where you go first?
That
was
I know
really
what
good.
It is. That's proof.
That was exactly where I went.
Good.
What's
yes.
your first, what walrus do you go? What's your go-to walrus?
I don't know. Probably the one we said earlier in the show.
Oh my God. This guy's going meta. What kind of actor is this? He can't even fucking commit.
I don't even know what that is and I don't like it.
Well, your whole thing's kind of meta, Dad.
That's true.
You're always a little bit meta.
Look,
what does
nobody
it mean?
Got to have wine. The second act of The King and I is much better if someone gets to order wine. The whole line is backed up here.
I'll tell you what, you wouldn't be my first choice as a kid.
Me?
Huh?
Yeah.
Me?
That's yeah. All three of you wouldn't be my first choice.
Well, I already
None
know that.
None of you
that.
Would be my first choice. What?
You would be my last choice as a president.
I'd be your first choice. I'd be your first choice as a father and as a president.
Hey, realistically, will you just please not run for president because your daughter wanted to make a soup? Just please,
no.
seriously.
I'm gonna run for president because my daughter wanted to make a soup. I think it's funny, and I am funny.
I don't know. People laugh. People do laugh when you walk
in the
room.
My dad is really funny. My dad is funny, and you. And by the way, do you still think I look like Anderson Cooper?
scene.
To me, yeah. Does Trump's daughter look like Anderson
Cooper? Tiffany Trump looking like Anderson Cooper.
It is like you said, you look like Trump, but I was like, oh, we're playing the game of guessing, and I was going to make myself Raffi's daughter. My guess was going to be he's Canadian. That should give it away. I was going to go there, but then you said Trump, and I was like, that is a perfect justification for who would do this, right?
Yeah,
who,
right.
Who on earth wants more Trump?
Starting a soup from scratch.
Yeah. I don't like any of your offerings. I want soup.
Oh, man. Well, soup? Just like every podcast, once Trump comes up, we're reaching the end.
Oh.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me, but it's also been a wonderful podcast. Dan, how's your sink?
Oh, my God. Did you guys talk about my sink at all?
We did. He didn't. Yeah. So Dan, when Dan's character went to the bathroom in the undercover Jew scene.
Yeah, I actually did go to the bathroom, but my bathroom sink, which was being fixed at the time, I'm gladly report that my sink is fixed. It was leaking.
All right.
Wow. Yeah, it was leaking, and then that's it.
That's hell huge.
Yeah. It's fixed. It's not that interesting. It's fixed though.
Good job.
Glad it is.
I was gonna ask which bathroom sink, but
it's my bedroom bathroom sink.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. All right.
Fancy. An ensuite bathroom.
It is funny. I'll go into detail about anything. You know what I mean? Like, I'll just, right now, I'm just like, yeah, so, like, what I want to go, oh, yeah, so, you know, I noticed there was water coming from the bottom, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, catching myself. This isn't interesting at all.
That's a good impulse.
That,
yeah, yes.
I relate to that.
Well, it is interesting. There's like, there's things that happen in your life that feel like a catastrophe, but are uninteresting at all. Like, Jet lag is, I always say, is like the thing where it's like no one gives a fuck. Never tell anybody about your jet lag. Now, this is a little bit of my stand-up, guys. What do you think?
I had a thing happen like that the other day. Someone rifled through my car because I just like consistently forget to lock it. Yeah. So someone will like rifle through it, but there's nothing of value in there except for like crumbs. And again, it's to Dan's point, it's not interesting, but I'll go and it'll be like completely tossed. And I'm like, I guess they didn't want my bathing suit.
Yeah.
That is a yucky feeling, though, having someone creep through all your stuff.
I got it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll say that. Like, I got my car stolen. Are we done with the podcast? Didn't you just end it? I had my car stolen. I've told this story a bajillion times, so I'll just tell the really short version. But, like, I came home late from a show, and I was like, shit, I got to take my garbage out, you know? So I went, and then when I went to take my garbage out, I also have a lockbox that has my car keys on it. So I was like, shit, I'll check my mail, too. But I was really tired. So I ended up accidentally leaving my keys hanging out of my mailbox, you know? So I left my car keys. So then like 2 hours later, I go to bed and I'm waking up and I'm like, my dogs are going crazy. And they never bark like in the middle of the night, you know? It's nuts. And I'm like, what? And then I look out the window and I see my car driving away. And that feeling, I can't really describe it. I was like, it was such a violation. Like, that's right. My car being taken. And then for a while, I didn't know where my keys were. I was like, how did this even happen? I was like, they must have came in here taking my keys. I forgot. Like, I had to remember that I must have left them out there. Ugh. You know what I mean? And you're like, that violated feeling is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Then when I got found my car recovered and I got back in it and it smelled like another person, I was like, I'll fucking kill the universe. I'll kill everybody. I want to kill everybody.
It's kind of like your little house. It's like they stole like your little second little house.
Yeah. I didn't care at all. I started my car right up. I was like, well, what are you going to do? And I'm sure I'll leave it on my
what are you going to do?
And it'll happen again. What can you do?
I'm still in here. All right.
Where do you want to go? I did look, yeah.
What's the deal? You didn't like the bathing suit?
Yeah, you didn't want my bathing suit? A couple of cans of LaCroix.
It was a great suit, folks. One of the great suits.
Well, Dan Black, thank you for doing the show. Where can people find you online, and what would you like to plug?
Gold's Gym. You find me fucking praying it up. where you can find – well, check out Last Improv Show. At Last Improv Show. We're we do the show twice a month at Dynasty Typewriter in LA. You can follow us on Instagram at Last Improv Show. And we're doing the show in the Kennedy Center, July 11th through 23rd. So if you're in the DC area, you can hear Paul Walsh here, the guy who did the perfect Trump impression earlier. Yeah. He's going to be bringing that kind of political heat to our nation's capital.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Down after these scenes.
This won't be cutting any political comedy.
And that's July 11th, he said.
Yeah, check that out. Also, check out Comedy Poll Show. We do another show at Comedy Poll Show. It's it's about once a month at the Virgil in LA. So I'm telling you local shows I do. Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Come through. Paul, where can people find you? What would you like to plug?
People can find me at the Last Improv Show, or they can find me at the UCB Theater doing JV or some other show. You can find me online, but you're going to see a lot of stuff that's a couple years old because I don't post a lot. Paul B. Welsh on all platforms.
Beautiful.
And of course, the Man Dog Pod. If you're listening to this, patreon.com/you'retheman now dog. If you'd like to subscribe, get the full backlog.
You're the man now dog. That's what that is.
It was like the first scene we did in our first episode, and we didn't have a name, and we were like, okay, well, there we go.
It's a good name.
But then the owner of the meme site, You're the Man Now Dog, tried to sue us. So we just Man Dog Pod.
Wait, did it used to be called You're the Man Now Dog?
Yeah.
And he had a site called YTMND or whatever it is. And then he was like, what is this thing you guys made? And we were like, I don't know. Something
did
10
he
years
write
later?
Finding Forrester? Like, is he allowed
yeah. to? It's yeah, one of exactly. the great ironies that this guy who like made a little bit of money off of memes got mad at us for copyright infringement on a name of from a movie that he had also stolen.
Right. So yeah. from a movie.
You're the man now, dog.
Sean Connery.
There you go.
Yeah, R.I.P. Sean Connery.
In pieces. But of course, thanks to Trenton Oliver for editing help. Thanks to Annie Wu for our logo, Case of Trailer for our theme song, all of you for listening, and Dan Black and Paul Welsh for being here. And of course, thanks, Ryan.
Oh, thank you, Dan and Paul and Dan. A lot of fun.
Bye.